So this is our shack in here.
We've got all the mod cons in here, but it's just like a tin shed. So yeah. When you're out here for 8 weeks of the year, it's you've got to make it a little bit comfortable.
So Joe and Sparks' shack.
Yeah.
So they're up there with their two daughters.
For 8 weeks each year, Brendan Parker and his family camp out in this small tin shed at the back of Parry's Beach on the southern coast of Western Australia. They're here for the salmon season. It's a tradition that goes back generations, but there's a problem. Australian salmon has a bad rap as an eating fish. Hello, I'm Tyne Logan. Most of the catch used to go to a local cannery at the nearby city of Albany, but a collapse in that market has caused fishermen like Brendan Parker to look for new ways to sell their fish.
We've been catching Australian salmon. We've changed the way that we used to fish, which was for commercial quantities. The factories that we used to sell have now closed, so this season we've basically been selling fresh fish, whole fresh fish, to the local public.
But how do you let the locals know that fresh Australian salmon is available? Brendan and his fellow fishermen are using social media to spread the word.
For the first time, we've been using Facebook, and we've been going onto the buy and sell sites, which has been really good for the buy and sell. Local buy and sell sites have allowed us to advertise as a business on the day that we capture the fish, so that we've been able to use them, and we can get it out to people when we catch the fish, because we need to get the fish fresh to the people.
One person who knows a thing or two about fishing here is Leslie Pininger. He's been coming to Parry Beach for over half a century and has tales to tell of the early days when up to 21 fishermen would crowd into one small shed to sleep after a long day on the beach hauling in the catch.
Well, originally, this was the first shed built, and there was a room on both sides which altogether housed 21 blokes, and that was the kitchen just there, but they all used to sleep in there and eat here. And then the other huts sort of developed as families came to stay as well.
So 21 people lived in it?
In this shed here. Well, there's a little one at the back as well. So they probably all went to sleep, and as they went to sleep, stacked them up against the wall so they could put someone else in the bed. And I've been fishing here for the last 54 years. Prior to that, I grew up as a child here, so I've actually been here for 68-odd years. And in that time, it's changed considerably. People's attitude to fish is slowly changing. The canning market that we originally supplied is no longer popular with women and households, and so we have to find a way of marketing it some way that they will be happy to buy it still.
People often say that it's not good quality compared to the Atlantic salmon. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's just that in the past people have tended to catch salmon on the beach and leave them lying on the beach for hours before they took them home and cleaned them. It's a fish that needs to be looked after from the start. It needs to be bled and put in an ice slurry so that the condition of the fish doesn't deteriorate. Even in the old days with the commercial catch, it was carted to Albany in big trucks and not looked after properly, and so that all led to people believing it wasn't the fish that you'd eat, or a popular fish that you'd eat.
I'll take you up over here and show you the chairs. So we just shoot a net around the back of the school and then just pull them in. We don't leave set nets, if you know what I mean. What do you like of climbing?
Social media isn't just helping these fishermen sell their catch. It's also changing the way they fish. They're perched high up on the lookout chairs. Brendan Parker and his colleague Tom Britton look out to sea, scanning the water for schools of salmon to fill their orders.
We try and generate some sales before the day of the capture, and once we've got enough sales and we think we can sell the fish, because we won't take any fish that we can't sell, once we work out that we can sell the fish, we'll be watching from early on in the morning and wait for a small school to come past. We're about the only industry, I think, that waits for the fish to come to us, not the other way around, and we will sit and wait for them. It could be a day, 2 days, or up to a week until we get the right size that comes past, so we're very selective in how we fish. We can wait for that school, pull it in. It could be up to 200, 300 fish. Depending on how many fish we want, maybe 150 at a time, we can hold the school in very close to shore and selectively take out the fish one by one and take them up the beach and spike them and bleed them and then put them into an ice slurry. So we only take what we need, and then the rest that are unharmed we can let go quietly.
So can Brendan Parker, Leslie Pininger and the other fishermen that do still remain here on Parry Beach make a living selling their fresh Australian salmon? Only time will tell, but they're hoping things will turn around in the not too distant future.
For the last couple of years we've been running probably below covering our costs, so we would be running at a loss, but that's only to try and get through this stage that we think either the commercial sales will either pick up, or the way that we have been trying to sell it will also pick up and start to generate more sales through that way.
Were you still running at a loss this time?
This season, yes.
And so when do you hope for that to turn into either breaking even or making a profit?
We're hoping next year. We've been talking with the Chamber of Commerce and Fisheries, and we're trying to work up a plan or a series of strategies so that we can have a better profile next year, so that people will want to buy the salmon and people can understand how they can use it, how they can cook it, how they can prepare it.
And is it hard work?
It is hard work. There's five families living on the beach here, five professional fishermen, and all our families live with us down here. For us to get the fish and bleed and spike them and then run them into town and sell them and spend the time marketing, it has been a lot of hard work, but we're trying to streamline that, and hopefully once we can promote the fish, then the sales will go a bit easier and we'll be able to deal with the fish a bit easier.